When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
It's the Bonfire on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson.
Hi.
We are at home for the week. We're joined, of course, by the crew, Christine Marie Evans, Jacob Attat, and DJ Lewitsky. Black Lou out for the day. But we're all at home, you know, because of this COVID ripping through everybody.
DJ Lou has Ebola. There it is, everyone.
Secret's fine. Out. That's it. He got into cannibalism, and it turned out that there was some Ebola in the guy.
I just want to play it and say Lou has all kinds. Because DJ Lou has botulism. Now we can't come in the studio. He ate raw chicken like a psycho.
He had scurvy because he was out at sea, and he lost all the citrus in his body.
What?
The vitamin C
who
drop.
Who is having that conversation
with you? Nice to be on this side of it where I can hear the drops, unlike when I was in the Pacific Northwest and I just had to fake it.
Yeah. So what, Christine, you hear no sound effects, huh?
They're in and out. Sometimes I get them, sometimes I don't. The sound effects come through.
How does that make
sense?
I don't know. It does, though. It really does. Sometimes it comes through and sometimes it doesn't.
Lou, why is that?
It's the fidelity of whatever is playing. If there's too much highs, too much lows, you don't hear it.
It's high fidelity? check out the show on Hulu starring Justin Silver. Thanks, Jacob.
Relax, Jacob. Jacob, Christine, and DJ Lou, of course, here with us. Well, not here with us. On Zoom with
home.
Us.
Yeah, we're all back to our old setup, our 2020 setup.
It's been a weird weekend. Omicron?
I think so.
Omicron? Is there an N?
I think so.
Is it Omni?
I want to say Omicron.
Omicron. So do I.
No, what is
it?
Omni? Jacob, what is it? You're shaking your head. What's your research?
It's just Omicron. I'm typing it in now.
It looks like Omicron. It's Omicron.
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 So there is no N.
Omicron.
Omicron.
I know Omni sounds right, but that's even scary. It sounds like it's everywhere.
That's the corporation from Life and Times of Tim.
What is?
Omnicorp.
Omnicorp. Mm-hmm.
It's making me feel great about myself.
Never not funny. Never not funny. What a weekend, Daniel. You were out in Boston.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to all the campers for coming out. Had an awesome time in Boston. They even got to see me go 0-60 on the Friday early show, which was fun.
Ooh, on who?
A lot of drunks this weekend. A lot of drunks. Thursday late show, a lot of bros.
0-60 to person in the audience?
Yeah, I kicked them out like pretty early in my set. It was a work party for an advertising firm, and they were just obnoxious assholes. And they kept talking during Racine's set. And then I went up there, and they like the show was awesome. And I was like, who are these people talking? And they all went to the bar to get shots and came back in as a group. And I was like, you guys are a work party. And they're like, we are. And I was like, what do you guys do? And they're like, advertising. And I was like, blech. And they started getting butt hurt. And then this lady kept trying to get me to take a shot. She was like, take a shot. I'm like, I'm an alcoholic. I don't drink. And she's like
even better reason.
Exactly. She really hit me with that. She goes, so take a shot. And I go, because I don't want to, you deaf asshole. And then she was like, fuck yeah. And then this guy in her group was like, tried to talk shit. And I was like, just get the fuck out. Fuck you guys. Get the fuck out of here.
And they did? They left?
Yeah, they kicked him out. And I was like, you fucking idiots. I was just, it felt
How many
so
were
good.
There?
I think like four or five they kicked out, but it felt really good. Felt good to just be like, fuck off, dude. Just go fuck yourself.
Josh Adam Myers just did Edmonton.
Oh, yeah,
like,
dude.
He's in the same. He's like, man, they don't police the room at all. He had a great time, but he was just like, every show had like drunk people that had to be dealt with.
Yeah, dude, it's the Dallas of Canada. Those are all oil boys.
Yeah.
Those are all oil boys up there, and they still wear Affliction t-shirts because they're 10 years behind because they're Canada.
Goddamn right.
So they wear Affliction shirts, and they're like, bruh, I'll fuck you up, bud. That was the only guy. That was the last time someone tried to fight me in a crowd was in Edmonton, like from years ago.
Really?
Yeah, this guy was like, I kicked him out, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. You're a fucking idiot. And he was like, yeah, bud, is that what you want to do? And I was like, sure is, bud. But then you forget you're in Canada.
Yeah, and, so and everyone's like, oh, he's talking like us now. He's poser.
Oh, no, this fucking poser hoser.
What a poser hoser.
What a hoser poser. And they... And then, yeah, this guy was like, I'll fucking see you outside. And you're like, do you think I'm going to get into a fist fight before I leave Canada, you fucking moron? I'm going back to the greatest country in the world. That's when you start healing it up. That's when you start being real heel. You're like, I'm going back to America where freedom comes out of the faucet like fucking water.
Was it a new Always Sunny that you haven't seen yet, or was it an old one?
I haven't seen any of them.
No, I know, but I'm trying to remember if this is an old or a new one where they find someone's wallet and they go to a skybox.
I think that might be a new one.
D does whatever over the things of she's supposed to be a Canadian. She's like, hey, y'all hosers.
I love it. I love when D does accents.
It's really funny.
But Boston was awesome. It was awesome. The crowds were great. It was so awesome. And then,
any fun foods while you're out there? That's a good town for food. You get some Mike's roast beef, you slut.
God, I love Mike's roast beef and that fucking trip.
It's so good.
I didn't go. It's so fucking good. But, no, Racine was opening for me, and he brought his, that's what Christina and I were talking about before the show. Racine brought his baby, and his son is very cute.
He brought the baby?
Yeah, well, he brought his wife and baby. And so Deb and the baby were hanging out in the green room. Those big old cheeks.
Aww. What a turd.
We brought Myrtle to the hotel because the hotel allows dogs. Mm-hmm. She hates hotels.
I would assume.
Because anybody that would walk by the door, she'd be like, and you're like, calm down, dude. Calm down. And then anybody that walked by, she'd be like,
chill out, Mert.
Yeah, dude. Our whole weekend was either Katie or I the whole time going, Myrtle, shut up. She'd be like,
It was an interesting weekend here in New York.
I heard DJ Lou came out to the shows.
DJ Lou did come out to the shows with a date. A white, of all things.
I don't like hearing that, dude. I don't like hearing that. You're a traitor.
I'm back.
Dude, you need your Latino queen.
He went...
Latina.
Yeah, he went Latina and then came full circle Ina.
How white? How white are we talking about?
White as can be.
She was white, dude, for sure. I met her at the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And she was with Lou. Lou was blitzed. I had a conversation with her. He doesn't even remember. He doesn't know. I talked to her for a half hour. He smoked a bunch without her.
He was drunk
there alone, so I picked up the slack where he failed.
I was hammered. What did you say?
Tell me more. She just sat at the bar. Ha 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 do ha 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 do ha ha.
Did you have to? Did you have to slide up and be like, now what?
I'll tell you.
Lou...
I'm out of lines. Now, Lou introduced me to her, and then I fucking sang Lou's praises, and then Lou split. He walked off, and then I talked to her for a while more. I really gave the fucking no better person at his job, and what a great guy. And well, I mean, I gave him like the works.
Uh huh.
I'll let him in. I couldn't tell if the date was going great or not because Lou was stewed, and she seemed maybe like she wasn't even drinking alcohol at all.
That is incorrect. She was drinking tequila, which is why I think I got so far with her.
Whoa. All right. I don't know why you got to divulge so much, but did you show up hammered, Lou?
I wasn't until the show was over, and I kept trying to keep up with her with my vodka versus her tequila, and I was a little bit too tipsy at the end. I remember that.
Yeah. She didn't seem hammered at all.
No, she could hold her liquor. She was a great comedy audience, man. She was awesome.
Yeah, she was. She wasn't like Lou said. That's good. That is a good test. You bring her to a show, see if she's like bitchy about comedy. He said she loved it all. Mm-hmm, she was very complimentary when we got off stage. But yeah, I gave Lou the works of a talk up. I mean, all true stuff. But I mean, I just
What'd
really
you say?
Gave her just like use... the. Just the fucking best guy, and just like what he does is like he's the only person in the world that can do that at the level he does it. He just downplays himself so much.
And then you go, you know, there's two of them.
Yeah. Also, you know, it's really cool. Like him and his brother look so much alike. Like one could slide out while you're fucking, and the other one could pop in. You wouldn't know any difference.
Yeah, dude. It's like
that's pretty
a...
chill. Then you get to be a whore without saying you were acting like a whore. It wasn't your fault.
And that's pretty cool.
Hang on. So I told her Lou was my friend. Then she looked at me very confused. Lou was gone for at least 20 minutes. He didn't care that she was alone. But Jay picked up the slack. So what happened, Lou? How far did you get, dude?
I'm clapping alone in my apartment. I can't wait for the
you tell me.
The official Bonfire soundtrack with Weekend Loving starring Jay and Lou singing the song.
Jay picked up the slack. So what happened, Lou?
We made out after you talked to her.
And heavy?
I put her, yeah, like way too heavy to be done in public.
In public?
Right where? Outside the stand.
Oof, outside the front door or outside the big windows?
Right outside the big windows.
You.
Okay, that's fine. Let people know. You say hot and heavy, like some ass grabbing maybe, or just like were hands moving a lot? That's a big tell.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, she patted my dick a little bit. I got to
like
in front of the windows?
Yeah, she just gave it a little tap tap just to see what's doing.
Here's my question. Did she do a grab and a pump or just a pop pop?
No grab, just a little, hey, what you got doing down there?
Really? Like were you showing nice?
Yeah, outside the pants, I was pretty impressive.
Okay.
Tap,
all right.
Tap,
okay.
Tap, 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 tap.
So she got a little tap on your bone. Then what?
We made out, touchy feely, and then I put her in an Uber.
Did you grip a titty?
I didn't. I guess I was saving that for later.
Were you so hammered that you mumbled out, "Look what you do to me"?
No, but I did go home and text her, "You're so special."
Wow, like a retard. Wow. Did you dip your fingers in the front of your fingers on the front of her jeans and get a little, see if you can get a little tickle of the edge of the fairway?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's a good move though. No.
You get it on the berm? You feel the berm a little bit?
I feel like Lou would have done it wrong and put palm into the stomach and gone full hand in. And he's like, "Well, look what I got."
Too much. No. You dip down the front like you're pulling her towards you a little bit, but you're down there feeling if there's panties or a little beeve work.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Maybe a Band-Aid. Maybe you pull a Band-Aid out.
Well, here's the bad part. I haven't really heard from her since then.
No. Did you text her?
Yeah, we texted back and forth, but she's busy.
Did you just keep writing, "You're so special," then "You're so special," question mark, then "You're so special," question mark, sad face, "You're so special," question mark, angry face, exclamation point.
Then he said, "Here's
what I was about to say, what a great move. Lou, you ditched her for 20 minutes and you made her feel so insecure she tapped your dick."
Yeah.
But
it was a great move.
I don't think the 20 minutes bothered her, but I did send her the clip of our show where I got scammed by the cam model.
Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Brilliant. That might have ruined it. That might
smart move.
It.
Did you send it that night in your weird behavior? She watched the show. I know at one point I hung with Lou for a solid 30 minutes smoking cigarettes while she was downstairs watching the show by herself, too. So Lou, when she came to, she may have realized that she spent half that date with other people or by herself.
Yeah, I think she thinks she works at a comedy club now.
Yeah. Well, she knows I have a smoking addiction.
Cigarettes. Oh, she knows no, you whatever. Have, she knows you
crack,
have one.
Oh, I thought, no, crack cocaine.
Oh, I thought you were saying she had one.
No, she actually beat smoking through the book that Dan read, Alan Carr.
Hey, shout out Alan Carr.
Then she beat your dick outside of a comedy club. Yeah, whoa!
She at least patted it.
I should have got it.
It's hard to get, man. He's totally, yeah, did whatever, you, sit by yourself. I don't care.
Yeah, he really does. When the booze gets in him, he's making two choices.
Confident.
It's not confidence. When Lou gets hammered,
well,
I'm telling you, when Lou gets hammered, smoking a cigarette, and I'm a smoker, so I get it. But smoking above all else.
Yeah.
I'll even tell you, recently in my house, it was just circumstantial. I was like, yeah, fuck it. It's freezing outside. We're doing something. I'm smoking out the window. And I took three puffs out the window, and I was like, I don't like it. It's weird. It's weird smoking. It's just weird smoking inside, dude, in my house for sure.
Yeah. You gotta
I'll smoke inside. If they let me smoke in a green room, I'll smoke in a green room and all that shit. But like,
you should enjoy the once in a while, though, where you give yourself permission. When you don't smoke inside and you're like, I'm going to smoke inside right now, it really is very satisfying.
No, this one wasn't. I felt shitty immediately. I was like, I'm being lazy. It's stupid. I shouldn't be smoking. One more drag. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I'll put this out, but still. And then you put it out and you go, oh, man, I really should have enjoyed that more.
If I could smoke during Bonfire, we could do a five-hour show a day. It's never for lack of things to talk about. Is it eventually? Yeah. I have to go smoke a cigarette.
That's why Lou's in his happy place right now. He's just fucking ripped butts.
Lou hopes everyone gets Omicron.
Yeah, he's like, we got to stay back at home. All right, I guess I'll smoke again.
He's kissing it in the people. He's kissing it into people's mouths, one fucking producer at a time.
Yeah. Oh, he opens his mouth like, and it falls in like Jason in that fucking Jason Goes to Hell movie.
Lou, did you ask her to come home with you?
No, I didn't. I should have went home with her.
Was Lou having company? Was it Lou's night? Or was it Will's night, rather?
Yeah, plus she's not coming back to Jersey. She's from Brooklyn.
Would you have gone to her
place?
Another Brooklyn girl. Yeah, she's a producer, too, Jacob.
Are you going to see if every single race tries to make you move to Brooklyn?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, where did you meet her?
Hinge.
No kidding.
On the app, yeah.
Jacob, do you play the dating apps at all?
I stopped.
Why? Dick was getting sore because from all that pussy?
No. Just kind of hit a brick wall.
Yeah, but what does it take to just play it?
Yeah, dude, you're down in Florida. You're in like the fucking...
Me and Christine
have a Tinder profile that I literally use for the sport of like just going... You're ugly. You're not. You're ugly. You're not. Because it's honest to God, it's never been more than one sentence worth of conversation with anyone we've ever met on it. It's useless. But it's just in my thing. So when I've checked everything I could check and I'm just dicking around on my phone, I'll be like, I'll go tell some people they're ugly without telling them. You're ugly. Yeah, you're ugly.
Keep your Project Runway muscle up.
Everyone who reaches out to us or likes us is horrible looking. It's 100% of them. And so, or fake. It's horrible looking or fake would be my assumption.
When it comes in fake, is it totally obvious it's fake?
Not to me, it's not.
No, I don't know. No, I don't. I really, honest to God, I'm on it. Like, if I look at it once a month is a high estimate. But, like, it is utterly useless, especially for a couple trying to hook up with, like, a chick, you know? It's like, even the apps that are for that are just... worthless. Also, I'm not speaking for Christine. I'm speaking for myself here. I'll say that I fall into an odd place of like sex apps like that. You know, not sex, but like trying to hook up apps.
What place do you fall in?
It's a weird place. I'm certainly not like very good. Like Josh has a lot of success. And like Josh Adam Myers, he probably puts up stuff of his body and like doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like he knows how to like play it, and like so he's gonna get girls like if they don't like him because he's short, something like that, but he'll get plenty of really good looking girls because like, oh, he's a good looking guy in good shape. Yeah. Right, so I don't have that. I don't think I'm ugly, and I think if I put up pictures particularly, they're not ugly pictures at all. But I think you have to be on these things good looking or just not give a shit at all. Do you know what I mean? If you're just looking to hook up and you'll fuck, like, you know, girls missing half their teeth or guys, wherever, like that, like, you'll hook up probably regularly. It's just that, like,
if you're particular, it'll take
you a
while.
If you're doing it, but that particular is even the wrong word. It's just like even the middle of the road, because if it makes sense, like, I'm sure on a, especially a hookup site, a chick who's cute and chubby can get a super muscular guy for a night. You know what I mean? They'll come over and just throw it down.
Yeah, dude. Lift you up. It'll be a workout. Get a cardio. Yeah,
not even. I'm not even saying they won't be attracted to. I'm just saying, like, there's a higher chance of a really a good-looking, in-shape guy fucking a girl who's, like, he thinks is, like, less attractive than him, himself, than of a girl doing that, I think.
Yeah,
on
I think
a
that's
hookup, on a hookup
women
thing.
Men. Yeah.
No, I think in the world, I said successful guy who's not super attractive can get can fuck out of his league for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about on the pure dating app thing. You're just swiping and swiping and swiping. I think I am middle, like lower end of middle of the road on that. So it's like,
you got a lot. If you pick the right pick. I think if you guys put the right music on it.
Well,
you know?
I'm not putting the mood. Music on it. But I also am not going to stylize. I want the picks to be relatively indicative of what you're going to see also.
Just the bottom of your chin.
I think I've
your
also.
Chin and you being like,
that's
what you're going to see.
By the way, I sold so hard on the picture. The pictures, it's like me and Christine, a couple, and then I think my album cover, like me walking out on the stage and stuff. I think it's using all the superpowers because you're like,
you should take a
me and Christine are
going
to try to fuck
card.
A chick. Like, here's me paying my dues.
Here's me. Here's
at
my,
the office. Hey.
Here's my. Why is it just a picture of an email address? You go, that's my business manager. Why don't you email
him? Yeah, hit
him
up.
See how
why don't
well
you ask
I'm
him
doing.
How good I'm doing?
Do a little follow-up.
Ask him what my net is.
What, ask Jacob? Him how much.
I told you this before, though. Like, I used to go out on a few dates on dating apps, but mainly Bumble, actually. I never used Hinge. But I had to put my height because I couldn't take the stare when they got there.
Yeah.
But once I put my height, that killed 95% of it.
I would never hurt myself.
But those
5%, Bumble.
Those 5% knew what they were getting, though. So
yeah, you're honest.
But
I would
honest.
Never ever. I would never.
Well,
hurt
I mean,
my own
I didn't feel like I was
Bumble
lying. I didn't feel like I was lying to them before. I just realized.
Yeah,
sometimes
you're withholding
you forget
information.
I think Dan.
It means
I think
a lot
Dan
to them.
Jacob, you maybe too. I think I would do better, weirdly enough, on like if I was single. I mean. Like or maybe me and Christine. I don't know how that works over there, but like that Raya, whatever the one is, it's like the, you know, is it the Illuminati Tinder?
Oh yeah, that's what Jared Freed called it.
Yeah. You told me that, I think. So yeah. It's like
Jared, he's like, you got to get on. It was like back in 2015. He's like, you got to get on that Illuminati Tinder.
I'll never waste my time. I'll never waste my time on it. But that said, it is like I think I would do better on that because on some of that aren't people actually looking for like. Whether it be success or notoriety or something. So maybe I would do better.
Yeah, I
there.
Think it's like a
in the world of late night fuck, dude, on the swiping, I am just not an obvious right swipe.
I feel like you are, dude. I feel like we can give you a whole profile makeover and you and Christine can just come into a wealth of random.
Just
things.
Me and her dressed in like loincloth and she's Jane,
oh,
Tarzan
man.
And Jane pictures.
Oh my God, we'll have you feeding her grapes. We'll have her massaging you in one, and it'll all be stylized. It'll be great. Well, it'll all look like oil paintings.
Can
what
we walk?
Is that what is Raya then specifically? Like, what do you have to be?
They have
to
confirm.
Get on?
You have to. Yeah, you have to apply, and then they look at your social media and see how much. It's a clout chasers dating app.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all for people that are like, somewhat relatively known or have like a little bit of fame.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a point. There is out there like a mega hot chick that'll fuck for the complete sake of like being talked about on a radio show. You know what I mean? Or like being with the person. So it's like you never know.
Yeah.
But Jacob, let's get you on it, dude. Let's get you on it.
Do we
Me?
Get you on it? Yeah.
Yeah, let's get you on Raya, dude.
We'll do
we
it.
Do it.
I want to date a celebrity.
All you'd have to do is, because you have to put in, like, I think you have to give references in order for them to see, like, that they follow you and you follow them. One quick call to Michael Che, one quick call to Pete Davidson and Sal Vulcano, and you're fucking in, dude. You're like...
I'm telling you, you're in.
I mean, Sal alone will probably put you over, but we also have fucking Che and a little Pete Davidson. Hell, we'll ask if he can ask his lady Kim K to put you over.
Yeah, put you over, dude. Dude, I can see, I could totally see you having like late night CW TV watch-a-thons with Kylie Jenner.
My God.
You think I'm joking, but I could see it.
Just taking care of fucking Travis Scott's kid.
She's like, so Stargirl's like, what? That's not...
She's not Supergirl?
Not Supergirl?
Goes, oh, God, sweet Kylie. No, Supergirl comes from Krypton, whereas Stargirl...
Yeah, I mean, if I could date... somebody who had a guest appearance in The Flash.
I guarantee there's a woman. I guarantee there's a woman that's appeared in a CW show that would fall in love with you.
Jacob. 1,000%.
I guarantee it. I guarantee you could pull her out of LA. Just some lady that lives in LA, just bumbling around a CW show to Enterprise commercials, you know, and you just pull her out of that life. Bring her into, you know, bring her to New York City. Get her into Broadway or some sort of stage acting.
Broadway, dude. Broadway. Yeah, maybe we have to find you a hayseed you could take out and teach.
Oh, my
city.
God, dude. Absolutely. You need some podunk queen that'll...
Let's get you a feral bitch.
Yeah, dude. Let's get you one right out the woods like Nell.
I'll learn your language. Habakala tapusu.
Dude, just Jacob translating for her at dinner when she's like, Nessa Padawa.
She doesn't like the lighting. It reminds her of thunderstorms.
She'd like to know if you have oleo instead of butter. That's like margarine.
She brought owl meat with her. She usually likes to eat birds that hunt.
Can you guys eat this grass souffle she made? She doesn't know it's gross.
It's a mud pie, but a literal mud pie.
It's a slow burn, guys. She's getting something. She's sleeping.
Dude, guys.
She's putting clothes on to go outside again.
Guys, can I cut to the chase? This chick is toned. We're talking 0% body fat. She lives off the land.
Jacob, you're going to gray stoke a chick.
Yeah, dude. It'll be awesome.
You got to gray stoke her. Take her out of the wild and make her right. You're going to... Yeah, Pygmalion somebody.
You need a
That's
Tarzan.
That's what you got to do, Jacob. We should take you down to like Camden or a real bad, like East New York or something, and find like a new junkie who you could see. The framework is there for a hot, hot chick.
Jacob,
you're out of this, actually. Now I'm starting to think is how we're going to find DJ Lou's girlfriend, is we have to go find a junkie animal, but you could see there's something there.
We could do this old house, but with humans, and just renovate a lady.
Lou keeps going, though. I admire him. Look, I bailed on those apps.
It's a numbers game. You can't give up.
It's a numbers
game. No, I know.
But the biggest handicap is, yes, like you said, height, but also age is a big factor. Nobody wants
a
guy, because they want to marry a guy in his 40s, you know?
No.
And that's...
They're upset that you're never married before. That's what blows their mind, probably.
Right. Something's got to be wrong with me.
Yeah, dude. But then you'll get in there and fucking nail it.
And you go, there's no room for a wife with me and my brother.
Sorry. You're in the way again.
Yeah. Could you shop for us? Hey, not to complain, but Will said you didn't make his bed today.
I don't want to be that guy, but were you in the bathroom not cleaning up after him?
Yeah. Did you forget to bleach Will's whites? Because he complained.
Hey, our ashtrays kind of overran yesterday. Just make sure that doesn't happen again. But anyways, you good shit.
I like a fresh ashtray.
Literally, I would say the only man that was never looked on as creepy for not getting married until he was in his 50s is John Stamos.
Or Clooney.
I do find it weird, actually, that they did that. They married at that age. It's like the settling there, because what they're also doing, I don't know about Clooney, but what's the other one you said? He has like a kid.
Stamos.
Now, right?
Stamos.
Yeah. Doesn't he have like a kid? Like a little kid or
he
something
looks,
now?
He seems very happy now.
Alec Baldwin married late and had like 5 kids with the girl.
Yeah, it's gross.
Old
it's
dad?
Just stupid. Yeah, old dad sucks. Is that really what you want to be? Those kids are barely going to love you when you die.
If I am one, I'll probably be that, if that ever happens.
No, Dan, for you, it's fine. I mean, I just realized I'm just insulting everybody on the show. No, Lou, Jacob, you guys are all going to find love and family eventually. No, stop it. Don't get weird like that.
I think we can get Jacob on Raya, and I think we can get Lou a fresh junkie that'll probably work if we get Suboxone in her.
This is my New Year's shoot. Yeah, we get a little Suboxone. You don't want her going through withdrawals at your place. You're going to see too ugly of a side of her.
Yeah, you want
to
pull her out.
You're going to want her Suboxone off,
Pull her out of the swamp, get some Suboxone going so she doesn't want to shoot.
I want you to understand something, Lou. By the numbers alone, she's going to relapse, but she's hot, so...
And also, Jay has watched enough Pedophile Hunter videos to know where to track her down when she does go rogue.
I do. I really do.
I mean, we've got all the tools. We've got all the tools. We just need to use them.
Absolutely.
I'm in. Junkies can fuck.
Oh, man, I wish we had a drop of yourself, because that's the drop for you. Junkies can fuck.
Yo, junkie straight fucks. Straight fucks.
Speaking of banging it out.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you want me to talk about the Discovery Plus show.
Do you want to talk about Discovery Plus, or do you want to talk about what happened over the weekend with you and Christine?
Maybe we should wait for a tell for the weekend.
Will it tell, Christine? Like that?
Should we tell it now, or should we tell with Dave? We'll talk about the Discovery Plus thing with Dave.
Yeah, I think Dave would do well.
I would do that. I think it'd be fun to talk the threesome with Dave.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know, Jacob. I think this.
I don't
want to
tell Dave we have
threesomes. It's gonna make. I'm sure he doesn't give a shit, but I could see Christine being like, it's like her uncle hearing it.
Yeah, it's like family.
Yeah, family. I get it. I'll tell you that. We'll tell you now. We'll tell you in this segment.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So me and Christine at the stand Friday night doing my shows, and on the last show there was a girl who came outside who was a fan.
Okay.
And like Legion of Skanks and like the whole universe of our stuff.
Yeah, she's in the Big J Oakerson universe. She's a big fan. SDR, maybe a little.
No, not even like deal? No, not even that. No, it's like, no, it's more like she works at a comedy club somewhere in the country. She's just here visiting.
Got it.
Cute, 30 years old. She did. Someone said she looked like Margaret Qualley, and she did look like Margaret Qualley.
Who's Margaret Qualley? Like
Andy McDowell's daughter. She's very, very cute. Very, very cute, this chick.
Pete Davidson girlfriend.
At one point, Pete Davidson girlfriend, yeah, for
Wait,
sure.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Is he getting a Jeter list?
Yes.
He's blown past
might be better.
It, I think.
Yeah, it might be better.
I don't know, dude.
Dude, someone told me this weekend, I think it was Colin Tyrrell said, he saw Pete once walking in Brooklyn just with like a girl who was like just a gorgeous model quality chick. And it wasn't even like a celebrity. It was just like some just like regular chick that was gorgeous.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's all right there, Dan.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, actually, now that I see Margaret Qualley, yeah, I guess I see it a little bit. I see it a little bit. She's at very intense features. But okay. She was cute, great body and stuff. And so after the show, we went in there. I mean, it's the always funny thing is me and Christine. I said, we only talk about the busts anyway, so that's why it's the only time they're funny. But, like, me and Christine, like, she's like, okay. She goes, I'm going to grab my jacket. And we were like, yeah, great. And when she goes, it was like, looking at me and Christine have to look at each other really quick and be like, okay, like, you have to ask her to come back. If you ask her to come back, like, I don't want to ask her to come back because I always worry they think that I'm putting Christine up to getting her to come. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like
sure.
She's just going along.
You have
with
to have her.
Like
you have to have her be your gazelle.
My Ghislaine. My Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine.
Yeah. I don't know why I called her Giselle, but yeah. You're Ghislaine Maxwell, dude. She has to fucking prep him.
This girl was 30 and free to leave whenever she wanted. Yeah. I exchanged no money with her.
When you guys were at the club talking to her, did you have the feeling of like, oh, she wants to come home with Christine and I?
Yes. Well, Christine, you can answer that too.
Yeah, I didn't. It was funny. I didn't realize I'm like she was acting nervous, and it's almost like it was hard to see because I'm like, oh, is she being weird? And then you're like, oh, no, she's kind of nervous because she's a single girl trying to approach a threesome and has no idea how to do it. Yeah. And it was weird almost like having the compassion of that angle of things, because I'm always like, I'm always so not uptight, but like in my own nerves that like sure. I don't really think sure. about like they're the more nervous situation.
I don't know if Christine's right about that at all, maybe, but the girl was, she was definitely like giving the thing. She was like, are you guys going home now or something? Like, you're not hanging out at all? Like, just like that kind of thing. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go back. And she was like, I guess I'll go home then, just like that. You know what I mean? So then when she walked away to get her stuff, and I was like, oh, I can give you a, then I throw out the little, like, where's your hotel? Long Island City? Like, I can give you a ride further uptown and get you closer to the thing. And, and then I was even like, you know what? I was like, it's Long Island City. It's right over the 59th Street. We're, you know, Midtown West. So it's like, it's not really that big of a deal. I go, I will spin you, drop you off. But I had a feeling also this wasn't going there. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, yeah, we'll take you back. And she was like, oh, that's so sweet of you. And then when she went to get her jacket or stuff, or whatever, I go to Christina, I go, you got to ask her if she wants to come hang. And she'll let you know quick. And she goes, Chris, we get in the car, and Christina goes, do you want to come back to our place and hang for a bit? And she goes, 100%, absolutely yes. That's what she said. And we were like, nice. So we go. We drive back to our place. I think she wanted a little more, like, to drink. Well, we were worried about it not having, like, we don't really have much alcohol in our house. But I was like, oh, I have, from when Christine was gone, like, White Claws and shit.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, we can give her, like, a White Claw or something. And she comes back to the place. She's drunk, for sure. She's definitely drunk. But she's, like, completely there.
Yeah.
Everything she's talking about makes sense. She's not rambling, like, not. So, well, she's chatty, for sure. But, like, she was chatty sober.
Was she chatty in the car, like, was she, like, let me change your station to something I want to hear kind of chatty?
Nope. No,
that's
no.
how you kind of know someone's a little hammered when they get in the car and they're like, what's this? I'm going to change the channel.
Just talking with a little bit of intensity about things that no one would possibly give a shit about.
Okay.
She didn't seem, there was no inclination of her being any sort of problem drunk whatsoever. Nope.
None.
Nothing.
None at all.
Okay.
So then we go back to our place. We get up there. There's so much funny. I want to make sure I get it all.
Yeah. So at this, do you return the car to the parking garage and walk over?
Yeah. I didn't drop her off. Mistake. I didn't drop Christine her off in the front. We all parked. And then that wasn't even a mistake. It was fine. It was just like, we get up to the apartment. She comes in. We're chatting. And I was like, should I put on music or should I put on TV? And Christine goes, put on music on the TV, like a concert on YouTube or something, which is a good mood set.
Great. What did you pick? Onyx, live in Newark.
Live in Japan.
Yeah.
No, I went with War on Drugs.
Okay, great.
A live War on Drugs concert.
You always love it when they got a little Dire Straits in them.
Seven that's head to seven my soul. Seven that's ooh.
So, you know, they're a little jammy, but also like that moody. It's good. It's good for this.
Also one of my favorite sweatshirts I've ever bought at a concert.
It's a great sweatshirt.
Great sweatshirt.
So it's, I put the concert on and we're just sitting there and Christine gives her the White Claw and I have a quarter of a joint. A quarter.
Okay.
Less than this, Dan. Less.
Yeah.
I light that. I take two puffs. I give it to her where she could take about two puffs and put it out. Or Christine could take two, you know what I mean? Whatever it was. No one's getting high off this, is my mind. So I go, oh, I should go roll something in the other room. So I roll something. Oh, another thing that was going on. Always in that story, that, you know, Dan, there are all these stories that you're always looking for the window to, like, get something going.
Sure, sure. I mean, usually that's when the window happens is when you go fill the ice trays. And that's how you know it's
started. Well, the window, it happens, and then I do some light stuff.
Got it. After the window launches, that's when you tidy up around the house while there's some kissing and some touching.
Do some light tidying, yes. So I go roll a blunt and also frantically look for a blue chew. Because I had like a couple of White Claws that night, so I was like, oh, let me just make sure. You know, good insurance.
Yeah. Hey.
Couldn't find a blue chew, and I was like, all right, oh, but...
What's that?
It's a dick pill. Oh. Chewable dick pill. So,
Popeye's spinach for boys in their 30s and 40s.
On the way up to the apartment, she was talking about these dresses that she had, whether she bought. She still had the bags, and she was like... And she was like, oh, she goes, I'm so excited about these dresses. She goes, maybe I'll do a fashion show for you guys. You're like, sick. Great excuse to get her clothes
great.
Off. She's going right. She's going to do it right in front of us for sure. And like, it'll be great. And we're like, oh, this is going to go good. When I go into the bedroom, she, with her elbow, accidentally knocks her white claw over.
Oh, no.
And Christine starts like wiping it up with like a rag. She turns around very quickly after she knocks it over. So you know my apartment, Dan. Christine's in the kitchen side of the counter. This girl's sitting on the bar side of the counter.
Got it.
She knocked it over. She spun around quick to face the counter, both hands on the counter. I'm finishing rolling a blunt.
Yeah.
No blue chew. And I come out of the room and I go, this is why Justin Silver wanted to come on. This has been his favorite thing for the whole weekend. I told him. I came out and Christine's, she's staring at Christine, I think, wiping this white claw up with a rag.
Sure.
And I go, and I make a joke. I go, oh, no worries, sweetheart. It's fine. And she goes, it's just Christine's great grandmother's antique rag. It's not a big deal. I go, and then no one laughs at all what I say. So I go, so I do the thing where I go, ah, you see, like, it's the, it's just a regular old rag. So the joke was it'd be funny if like the one thing I ruined was a rag. Yeah. Like, it happened to be an antique. But I'm doing it purposely like jokey. Like, isn't it funny that no one laughs? But still no one laughs. And then I go, so what's up with this fashion show? And then nothing. And then this girl just turns and starts staring blank. Blank. Her arms down by her side and just staring blank and unresponsive to words.
What?
Completely unresponsive to work.
What? You know how much that would freak me out? And I'm thinking, Jacob.
I do,
too.
Dan. I do, would. Dan, because we were also equally freaked
out. Was it like this?
Kind
of. No. Sort of. Yeah, yeah. Just more like, just complete
dude,
blank.
You didn't realize that great-grandma's, you didn't realize great-grandma's rag was her Manchurian candidate?
Yeah. Have to kill the president.
She goes, let's go, Brandon. Time to kill Joe Biden. And you're like, oh no, I activated an assassin. She's an assassin.
She pulls a gun out of her leg.
Yeah, I must kill. So she's just standing there, arms to her side, staring at what?
Great music, Lou, for this. You're not wrong here. Actually, do me another favor. Can you put on some live War on Drugs music in the background? This really will paint the picture because this comes back into play. Don't worry.
How fast do you try to get her out of the apartment at that point?
Immediately.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you try to rope her down the side of the building like a piano.
I genuinely go right away. At that point, I go, are you okay? I go, you drank a little too much, huh? Like, I was like, so.
She
I
goes, must kill. must get revenge.
So at this point, I know this is beyond fucking. It's not happening at this point. Immediately, I know that. I'm like, whatever she's at right now, she couldn't recover from enough to fuck. And
can
fine.
I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking to her, you're going, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
And she's just giving you nothing.
Saying her name over and over again. She's giving nothing. And I'm going like, do you want to just tell me the address? What's the name of the hotel you're staying at again? So I could, you know, we'll get you an Uber and stuff again. And she's just staring. Just staring at us.
What's she staring at? You and Christine or just like the wall?
Like between us almost.
Yeah, she's staring at nothing and not responding to anything.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm like, why don't you sit down?
That would have set in on me right at that point.
Oh my God. I would immediately be in this mode. Oh fuck, man. Oh, what do we do? What the fuck do we do?
So
fuck, dude. She's having a brain fart.
So she's got this face on, and it takes me about, no exaggeration, 4 or 5 minutes to get her to just acknowledge words, and I'm not saying anything back, but just, I'm like, go sit in that chair. That chair's comfortable. Like, get off your feet for a second and like, see if you can like feel better. You know what I mean? Like, she's not answering anything, but then she finally eventually walks over to the chair, which was facing, again, Dan, my apartment. Oh, let's just call this away from the couches at like the where the washer dryer is.
Got it.
It's like basically it tilted at the front door. But me and Christine are standing there at this time.
Sure.
So then we're like, all right, I go, let's give her a second here. And then me and Christine go and sit on the couch, which is behind her now while she's sitting there.
Sure.
And for 5 minutes, we have a conversation about her saying like we're almost going like, hey, why don't you turn the chair around.
Hey,
turn
stranger.
The chair around there. So Christine eventually just turns the chair around with her hand. And, you know, like when they turn around, it's like a dead body. Like, yeah. There's, like there was going to be a knife in her head or something.
Yeah, she's weakened at Bernie's.
Now her eyes are, like, open and dead looking, and her mouth is wide open.
No.
Wide open.
No.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm still doing, like, the, hey, tell me, I think it started with a C. What's the name of that hotel?
Let's go down to the lobby and you can sit down.
Well, her eyes aren't just, her eyes are like rolling back in her head and her eyes are open. So you see like whites of her eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's going like this?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, dude. No, dude. No,
and
dude.
I'm just constantly.
She's, she's also a little toothy, so their teeth.
You guys have watched enough horror films that this should immediately, you should leave.
I swear to you, I said before, it came on so fast, Dan.
Yeah.
She elbowed that thing over. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. Turned around, put her hands on the desk, and was never spoke another word again.
What the fuck?
Never spoke another word again.
We were asking her, we're like tapping her going like, did you take something? Did you take something? Like, is this just alcohol or did you take something else? And she's going like, no.
No, she's not saying no. She's just sort of nodding, like shaking her head no.
But she was sitting in the chair and her breathing was fine. Because at this point, we're like, do we need to call an ambulance?
No. Jesus. I definitely was on team ambulance at this point. Because then she did a thing where she starts like her head. I think it was like the nodding off of like falling asleep I guess. But this is what it looked like, Dan. I don't want to, if you could describe. She was just like, everything was like a bounce. She did like a bounce and then like a bounce down. So it looked like she was seizing almost too. And that's why I said it looked like a fucking. It looked like a possession almost because she was like doing this like kind of shaking almost. And then when she sat back up, you know, she picked her head back up, and I was like, you know, I'm going like, hey, what do you want to like? Do you want to lay down in a bed? Do you want to like sleep? And she goes. Then she starts making like a face like she sees something that's not there.
Oh, no.
No, no, this is the funniest part. She makes a face. She goes, this music, I can't, this music. That's the only thing she says, this music. It's like, I'll never forget this the rest of my life. I panicked, just smashed the TV button, and it went from a War on Drugs live concert to a post-game Carl Anthony Towns interview.
So funny, dude. Well, I'm telling you right now, we put a good game. We had to look out after people.
My teammates and everyone believing in it. It's a new cult. We have a winning culture here.
It's a process, and you just got to learn that it's a process.
It went right to that because she was like, the music. And then she just like dropped her head back, mouth open, started making kind of wailing noises like, and I'm like, and that's when I said, I was like, she's getting into being here for the night now. And I went, I'm gonna go smoke. And I ran downstairs and smoked a cigarette and called you, Justin, and Josh. You didn't answer, thank God. Oh, it's funny to tell it to you fresh here. But Josh and Justin were just over the top laughing. And they're like, right now this is happening. I go, she's dead in the chair at my house right now. And I go, well, I was still like, I don't know if we should call an ambulance. Like, maybe we should call an ambulance. I go, this is like, I don't know if this is alcohol poisoning or if she did take something and didn't tell us, but like, I just didn't have no idea. I was like, I don't know what to do, but like, I want to make sure she's all right.
At a point when Jay was downstairs, I like shook her and I was like, hey, are you there? Are you okay? Are you okay? And she like kind of came to a little bit, you know, where her eyes opened up and she came out and I was like, oh, she's just drunk. But to go from literally nothing saying that this girl was too drunk whatsoever to just, I've never seen anything like that, like a complete shut off to anything going on around you. Like if she had started passing out, it would have been one thing, but that blank stare for however long.
Buddy, her last words were sorry. She did a fast spin, which I think added to it also, like that she's probably drunk and that spin got her.
Because
she knocked the thing over and then turned around fast, was it. But I'm telling you, before that, while I was looking for a blue chew and listening and rolling a blunt, in my head I was going like, "Ooh, this girl can yap, huh?"
It was so weird. I started thinking it was a test, and she was like an SJW blogger trying to see if like me and Jay would fuck her anyways.
Did you?
It was just so bizarre.
How bizarre!
Blim, 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 blim.
She stares at you. No, have the threesome.
I would have been panicking, like somehow you're going to get in trouble for some reason.
How did it end? How did it end?
I'll tell you how it ended. So me and Christine, as good people, uncomfortably both slept in our clothes on the couch while she was in the chair, just kind of like look over. And then at one point I got up and switched couches. Then I got up another time and realized that she had switched couches to like be like it was like her and Christine were almost like in a line on the long couch.
Yeah.
And and then I went into the bedroom with the door open, and then Chris, and then in the morning she was she woke up, left a note, and left.
What did the note say? Hey guys, sorry, I saw 17.
Actually, it was a pretty funny note. She was like, it was like thank you so much for letting me stay and taking care of me. Sorry, I don't know what happened, but like that was crazy. I'm so sorry and embarrassed, whatever. And then she wrote, P.S. By the way, I'm 14 years old, and the authorities have been notified.
Oh, really? That's very funny. That's very funny.
She's 40 years old. She left her phone number.
She just did an awakenings the whole night.
Dude, it's so funny.
No. The eyes are back. No. And the funniest one, because I know Christine doesn't believe she snores like she does, because girls never believe that. But that was pretty funny. At one point, the TV was like low for something, or we just changing channels, and you just heard like. And that's another. I looked at Christine. I was like, there you are. There's how pretty goes ugly quick.
I mean, dude, her side of the story is like, she's like, oh my God, I met one of my favorite comedians, and him and his girlfriend were at the club, we were having drinks, we went back to their house, and we like, I don't know, next thing I know, I knocked over water, and then I saw dead Navy sailors from World War One just standing in the kitchen. And I couldn't get, they were rotted, and they told me that they needed my help to get them back to the to air.
They need me to get them to heaven, they said.
She's like, dude, that's fucking scary and hilarious. It's hilariously scary is how I'd put it.
It was terrifying. We really were like, are we going to have to call an ambulance on this girl? And then you do get that thing of like, oh God, I hope this girl, you know.
Yeah.
I hope she woke up in the morning and knew nothing happened. I hope she didn't wake up and was like.
I was frozen while they did things to me.
I even thought about it. I'm breaking in a new belt loop, Dan.
Oh, cool.
A bit of a tighter belt loop.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm breaking one in. So, you know, it's like a little uncomfortable when you're there. So at one point when I was laying on the couch, like sleeping, I was like, well, let me unbuckle my belt a little bit. It's a little uncomfortable. And then I was like, if she wakes up and sees my belt unbuckled, even it just looks funky. Yeah. So I went and switched the sweater.
That's what you wake up to. And you're like, no.
No, she left her number. She didn't want to hang again. It was wild. What a crazy. She didn't seem frazzled in that note or whatever about anything that like happened where I was like, that was scary, huh? I'm like, that just happens sometimes? Yeah, that's like a complete shutoff. She, by the way, if she was outside and just had that moment, understand, she didn't drink anything at our house. She took two puffs of weed and she said she smokes weed. So like whatever it was, if that combination just hit her like walking home or going back to her hotel or something, you're like, yo, lady, dangerous. Are you listening, DJ Lou?
What if I told you that she was a mannequin? Just like King Control.
It's mannequin came to life. DJ Lou, if you did that with me and Christine, we'd fuck you anyway. I'd fuck sleeping Lou.
He goes, I was asleep, but I was awake. They both were touching me. They got
that new black dildo.
We got a brand new black dildo in the house. That, by the way, I cleaned the dust off of that black dildo. There's no way to do it other than just giving it a full soapy fucking HJ. There's no other way.
Dude.
Did you send it out, Christine?
Yeah, I put it out.
Oh, you see the video of it? Me cleaning the dildo?
Very funny.
Yeah. There's only one way to watch that, son of a bitch.
On our Insta story.
Oh, God damn it. When?
Like 3 days ago?
Fuck that, dude. That's why.
No, you were probably just busy.
No, I delete social media off my phone because I think I'm better than it, and then I realize I need it.
By the way.
Put it up again now.
Put it back up.
Daniel, let's take a break and do these reads, shall we?
Yeah, that way we can come back with our guest.
We got reedy reads to do.
Let me do the first two.
The first two?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 6 o'clock, you can kick it off, and then I'll do the second one, and then you can close it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
We'll be right back. It's the bonfire. Whether you're awake, sleep waking, who knows?
Waking Sleep?
Wake Sleep. Awakenings.
Thomas on.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.